Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our final public hearing for the evening is case number 12099, Sussex Sports Amenities LLC, seeking a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as a temporary kitchen, restroom, and golf pro shop under sections 115-32 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lakeview Drive, approximately 1,373 feet west of the intersection of Sound Church Road and Lakeview Drive. The 911 address is 31804 Lakeview Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is MRRPC, and the tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36.01, portion of Lot 2. Specifically, the applicant is seeking the special use exception for the mobile home type structure to be used for the for a variety of purposes. It was originally obtained in March of 2005, and they're requesting to use for a period not to exceed 5 years. The current request expires on March 21st, 2018. Oh, excuse me, they're requesting a 3-year extension until March 21st, 2021. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Steve Marsh, 1704 Lower Millstone Lane in Salisbury, Maryland.
Thank you.
Rich Rischel, 32118, Warren Al Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for having us. My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB. I'm here tonight representing the Sussex Sports Amenities and the Carl Freeman Companies regarding the special exception to allow the use of a mobile home type structure at the Golf Pro Shop and Cove Restaurant at Americana Bayside. The original special use exception was from 2005. The facility as it currently sits, there was a special use exception in 2010 where it got renewed, and then we built the Cove Restaurant around the two mobile home type structures that were serving as the clubhouse, the pro shop, and a kitchen snack area. We were here in 2013, and we were hopeful that that was the last extension request, but a lot has changed at Bayside since that time. In the fall of 2015, it was decided that the permanent golf clubhouse location was going to be relocated to where the driving ranges are now. So. Can you go over?
Yeah, you can also touch the screen.
Okay.
There's a selection tool.
I'm gonna mess that up. Can we scroll?
Talking to the microphone, if you would, please.
Okay. So the Cove, the area we're talking about is here, and the permanent clubhouse is going to go here. And it's taken us a while to navigate through that and design through that. So that was decided in the fall of 2015, and then the master plan submittal was made and approved in December of 2015. And then preliminary site plan was approved by the Planning Commission for the final clubhouse, or the permanent clubhouse, I should say, in September of 2017. So currently we're working through the engineering approvals. We have most of them. We are waiting on the Sussex Conservation District. Our goal is to have final site plan approval for that permanent facility this spring, followed by a summer construction start date with an expected spring 2020 opening. So we're anticipating that March of 2020 we would be open, but that would be pushing it if we only asked for the 2-year extension. In addition, there'll probably be some overlap as they get the facility up and running and get the kitchen running the way they want to. There'll probably be some operation out of the existing Cove restaurant. So that's why we asked for the 3 years. We believe that the special use exception should be allowed. I know we've been in here before, but the The facility does not adversely impact the neighborhood and community. On the contrary, it's been kind of a vital part, central part of Bayside since 2005. And this extension would then just allow us to get through our permitting and construction of the permanent clubhouse facility for the spring 2020 opening. I'd be happy to answer any questions you all might have, as would Mr. Rischel.
Do you promise that you won't come back again? 13 years is a little much.
I know. My name is Rich Rischel. I'm with Quarles & Freeman Companies, and that's a very good question, that one. Thank you. But no, we are slated. Basically, I can say one thing about the company is we don't do things real quick sometimes because we take our time and do it right. And we are definitely starting construction in the summer, long once we have final site plan approval. Excuse me, like Steve said, they anticipate that in April, get the bonding in place, get the inspection fees in place, start the site work, and then start going vertical. And so yes, the members are very anxious to have a permanent facility that's not a temporary facility.
And it's going to be larger than what you have now.
Correct. Yeah. And it'll be up on the existing driving range. We'll be rearranging the driving range.
Do you have a netting on your driving range?
A what?
Do you have a netting on your driving range?
No, we do not.
Yeah. Nobody slices that bad.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not. You'll be in Drum Creek, that's for sure, if you do.
All right, I don't have anything, but I still didn't hear a yes or no. It was a yes or no answer.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Any questions?
No questions.
Nothing's changed as far as the structure itself.
That's correct.
You built around it.
We've built around it, and you know there was a fairly sizable investment to build the actual Cove restaurant around the two temporary structures back in 2010.
Sure. Okay. No other questions.
I'm familiar with it, and I wouldn't even have known that it was had to have a special use exception.
Nope. Good job.
No complaints.
Okay. No complaints.
Yeah, where's the clubhouse?
Yeah, that's the complaint. When are you going to build the permanent?
Oh, Richard.
Thank you.
Hey, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none.
I'll make a motion that we approve the special use exemption that will expire on March 21st of 2018 because they won't need it anymore. We'll have a new clubhouse down there. Mm. Permanent.
Permanent. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,099. All those in favor? No?
Aye.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Yeah, Mr. Horton.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote 5-0, case number 12,099 is approved.